Today, the church, for many, many centuries, so much so that St. Damasus, the Pope, who ruled around the year 380, 390 AD, whose secretary was St. Jerome, wrote verses in honor of these saints that we celebrate today. They died under the persecution mainly of Diocletian and his agents. And of course, they didn't work alone. They had many evil agents, just as evil rulers today and evil people today have agents who do their bidding. And so, St. Marcellinus and Peter and Erasmus. Now, Marcellinus was a priest, and Peter was an exorcist. And those were the days when the minor orders each were oftentimes permanently a porter, a lector, an acolyte, an exorcist, a subdeacon, a deacon. So in those days, they still had this permanence. And of course, he must have been really hated by the devils. So either way, they were denounced as Christians and were killed after much torture. Saint Erasmus was a bishop, and he too was killed for the sake of Christ around the same time. And his ending torture was that his stomach was sliced down the middle and his intestines were pulled out while he was still alive. So it must be, if you ever have a stomach ache, then you can call upon Saint Erasmus. He had one heck of a stomachache. And of course, he died from that, from bleeding and everything else that happened. So anyway, their church, I would visit often because it was within walking distance of both St. John of the Lateran and St. Mary Major on the Via Merulana, which is a road, a very famous, very powerful road in Rome that leads from St. John to St. Mary. And it's on the corner. It is down because it's at the original level that it was built in. Very beautiful, beautiful little church. And for a long time, observed the tradition of the church. Later on, the priest died and some other guy came and he did whatever he wanted to. But for many, many years, and I would go by there and pray and light candles at their shrines, it was a place where all the traditions of the church were kept. And so today we celebrate their feast. And it's a feast that reminds us that, as the readings have said, that for those who love Christ, there will be a lot of persecution. And we need to realize this in our own lives. There will be a lot of suffering. And of course, this includes you and it includes me. And today I found out that somebody who was here at the confirmation and First Communion called or wrote to the bishop accusing me that I was beating up the children. And I said, you know, well, we had confirmation. You're supposed to slap them. He said, well, you're supposed to just tap them lightly. Oh, anyway, so, and then they also accused me of refusing the bishop communion in the hand, which, of course, you know, I said, that's part of the rite, Your Excellency. And, you know, he was very upset, not so much with me, but that somebody was accusing him of something. But nevertheless, pray for him and pray for me, because you never know. And I have no idea who this person is. It was a woman, he let it out, because when you talk too much, you let out things that you should not. So some woman, and some of the worst enemies of the priest are women. Why? I don't know. But anyway, pray for me and pray for our parish, because they're really, ultimately, they're trying to close us down. We're not, you know, you can rest on your laurels and say, oh, everything is fine. Everything will be fine for 50 more years, after long, long after I'm gone. It never is. That's why we pray every Mass. A prayer against our enemies. That's the second collect before the collect for Our Lady of Prompt Succor. The second collect is protect us, O Lord, from our enemies. You don't know who they are. And they may be people who go to communion every day for all you know. Protect us, O Lord, from our enemies. Of course, we're preparing for the wonderful, wonderful ordination of our son and my godson, Father Deacon Aaron Zanka, on Saturday, and then Sunday, the Great Mass. And then the next week, the High Mass that will be celebrated here. So whenever there's something good, the devil puts something bad. And so that's the things that happen. So he's trying to destroy the good that we have done. And I later on sent an email to the bishop about several things, and I said, you know, we have three young men in the seminary. Now, how many parishes can say that? Not in this day and age. And so either way, we need to pray. And if he wants to listen to this later on, he can, if he knows how to. And if he doesn't, I'm not going to show him. I'm not stupid. But anyway, that's the way it is. But we do things the way they should be done, and God rewards us. But the devil punishes us and assaults us. Also for me, a personal punishment or suffering of today is the fact that I gave what probably is the very last time, the last rites to a parishioner who's like my mother, and who the day I walked into this parish, she and her husband invited me into their home and took care of me as well as they could. Mr. and Mrs. Giulio Anthony and Nelda Trono. Now, Giulio has been dead for 10 years almost. Now, Nelda is probably going to die today. I gave her the last rites and absolution and the last blessing and the commendation of the soul to protect her from hell. Just this afternoon, right before Mass, around 4 o'clock, and obviously a very sad event, especially for me. But either way, we know she was going to be 99 in 2 weeks. So on my feast day, as a matter of fact, St. Hector. So we pray that she may have, she has already received the sacraments. I have administered to her the sacraments almost every week. And she recently went to confession, and today she received all the blessings and the last rites. She was no longer conscious, so she could not respond to anything. So pray for her that all the sacraments and all our prayers, she was once, many times, not once, she converted in 1950, and she was president of the Ladies' Sodality several times at least, and of many other things that she did for the parish and for the church, and cleaning the altar and cleaning the linens and everything else. And of course, her family is responsible for most of the marble that you see before you. So they're definitely parishioners who count, and especially Nelda, may God grant her a holy death, and may she follow us with her prayers, and also Father Deacon, who was planning to come to visit her as soon as he came to Pensacola after his ordination. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.